Hey, Michael, how are you?
We're delegating.
Just fine.
Good. This is Zach. You had reached out to us about your property in Paynter, Virginia.
In Paynter, Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your property off of Mapsburg Road.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how's your day going?
It's going fairly well. I didn't know who was calling me, but okay, yeah, but the master of properties, yeah, definitely.
You're interested in selling it?
If I can get the right price for it, sir.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter is, I have a quarter of an acre and another piece of land that's tied to that. I wanted to really dispose of all of it, but of course, you're just interested in the lot that has the house on it.
No, I'd be interested in all of it.
Okay, because it's all for development. It could, okay, so I guess I need to give you the lot numbers to the other ones so you could do the research on it.
I'm pretty familiar with where the properties are at. Are you living in the property with the house now?
I have a month-to-month renter in there.
Okay. How much is he paying, if you don't mind me asking?
$600 a month.
Okay. Okay. All right. And if you're interested in selling them all, tell me what, we buy a lot of property within the area, and I'm sure you're familiar with Edmund Street.
Listening.
Regardless, we're interested in it, and at the end of the day, if we can make something work, great. If we can't, at least we had a good conversation. So,
Okay.
tell me, what your timeline is for getting rid of it. How soon do you want to, do things, and what are you looking to get out of it?
I like to walk away with $100,000 with all three, dealing with all three, and it's just a matter of giving the tenants a 30-day notice.
Okay. Where'd you, if I may ask, where did you get 100,000 from? Is that just what you?
Well, I'm looking at it, but it's basically what the tax record says for just the house itself. I think I'm paying somewhere around $72,000 plus. As I can remember, a lot around there is running about what, 15,000, and then I have another quarter of a lot there. So I rounded off to about 100,000.
It remind me the square footage. Remind me about that.
I'm not sure about the square footage.
I mean, I'll be
all
honest.
I know is it has three bedrooms in there, and the place is in fair condition.
I mean, let's just talk about just the house. If it was updated, if it was beautiful, I think 100,000 would be reasonable. I'd have, with me making those necessary, repairs,
Yes.
what I'd be willing to, probably part ways with is, you said you got the lots that you want to sell as well.
A lot that's cleared, and then a lot, one full or quarter of a lot that has nothing on it, which is in front of the property, really more front of the property. And behind the property,
Okay.
there's about another acre with woods on it. But it's flat land.
Let's see here.
I thought at one point I was going there and could cut the woods and do a part subdivision and three or four houses put back up in there. But it never materialized.
Okay. That sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm on the eve of retirement, so it's all good.
So these Monday,
we just have buyers moved in. We're working on getting a plan for the custody. Well, I'll tell you what. So, there's three lots, right? One with the house and then two other lots?
Yes, All connected.
So if we can do, 70,000 for the house, 15,000 for the lot. I mean, is that something that you would consider?
That would be something I can consider. But for, I told you one lot and the other one is three quarters of a lot. So I couldn't I couldn't get 15 for that. More like 10 for that.
Let's see. I mean, where I'm at with things is, you said there's three different lots. You saying something about 15K. You said 10K. What about it?
The 10K was, I told you it was like one is a full lot and the other one's three quarters of a lot. And three quarters of a lot is really more, should be more of interest than the one in the back, because the one in front leads to the house. To the house.
What time will you be around your computer or an email?
I'm going to, next 20 minutes.
How about I give you a call in 20 minutes and then we can go over this and maybe get something done?
Okay, thank you.
All right.